Right. So let's get started with the presentation. We are already 2 minutes delay, and then I have a bunch of demos to show you. And time. All right. So I'm Trinad. I'm program manager in Azure Backup, and I came from India, especially for this particular session to talk to you guys and then to understand the scenarios, understand your feedback, and then show you some of the great things which we have done in the past and what we are going to do in the next 6 months to 1 year. So in terms of key takeaways for this session, when you go out of this session, I want you to really understand three simple things. One, what is a cloud-first approach to backup mean? And how simple and reliable is Azure Backup and the enterprise scale of Azure Backup? Okay, so how many of you think backup is interesting? One, two. Okay, I see some folks over there. Okay, so let me ask this question. How many of you think love is important in your life? Getting loved by someone and loving someone? Only few? Expected all of them. Okay, how many, sorry? And how many of you think doing backup is the best thing you can do in the world? Few of them, okay. So my goal at the end of this presentation is to make sure that you love backup and then make it simple and easy so that, and repeat it too, so that you not worry about, hey, in order to do backup, I need to do a bunch of things, so I'm not really loving this one. So that's what the goal of this presentation is going to be. Let's start with how we started with the backup and how it evolved over the time. Initially, we used to backup to disk and to tape. And then there is an inflection point called virtualization, which changed the way backup is played. And now we are into another inflection point, which is called cloud. So let's see how cloud can actually help you to do things in backup world in a different way than you have been doing in the past for 40 to 50 years. So let's first understand what is a cloud-first approach to backup, because it's important to understand what is a cloud-first approach to backup before I dwell into what we are doing in Azure Backup, because that lays the fundamentals of the cloud-first approach which we are trying to build and we are trying to give to our customers. Let's start with the kind of environment most of you have at this point in time. You'll have some on-premises servers and clients. You'll have some deployments in cloud. And you have few roles like infrastructure admin and application admin. The role of infrastructure admin hasn't changed much in the last 40 years. Like, you kind of been not getting freedom from going far beyond worrying about how to deploy the infrastructure. Application admin, mostly he'll rely on infrastructure admin to set up some things and then follow the governance rules and things like that. And let's understand now on the right hand side we have cloud. What are the promises which cloud gives you? What is the simple things? What are the things which cloud makes things simple? It's easy to get pay as you go and infinite scale, because you pay for what you use and then you get to use whatever you want to use. The real important things to understand are cloud economics and freedom from infrastructure. If you are worrying about your infrastructure as you are doing in 1970s and 1980s and 1990s, then you really haven't used the cloud the way it is supposed to be used, because cloud gives you that abstraction which liberates you from worrying about your infrastructure. And cloud gives you the cost economics which you can leverage in any of the work you are doing. So let's start with some of the approaches where backup is being used, cloud is being used in backup world. The first and simple one is cloud as storage. Some of the solutions you might see will use cloud as just an extension point. So instead of writing to your on-premise disk and to the tapes, you write to the cloud. But that doesn't eliminate your software licensing, worries about your software licensing and worries about infrastructure. You still need to worry about infrastructure. So that hasn't really fit into cloud promises. The next thing is cloud as infrastructure. One of the solutions is take your backup solution, put it into cloud, and think that I'm leveraging the cloud completely. But think of this one. you still need to pay for the software licensing, even though you are putting a backup solution in a virtual machine. And you need to worry about availability set and then spinning up multiple virtual machines. For example, if you have like 100 TB of data which you need to protect, and if you are putting your backup solution in an A4 VM in Azure, you need to deploy multiple A4 VMs, and you need to worry about the availability set for those virtual machines. So you're not really liberated from the infrastructure, and you're not getting the cost economics of cloud. So what is the best approach to use cloud in terms of the backup world? It's using the cloud as a platform for the backup. What does that mean is you need to have a kind of service which runs in the cloud and protects the things. And that liberates you from the infrastructure. So you need not worry about infrastructure. And you need not worry about software licensing. And you need not worry about storage egress cost, which you need to bring from cloud to on-premises. So that's a kind of approach which we have taken in Azure Backup, which is cloud as a platform. And as you move from the one of the solutions, which is using cloud as a storage, to cloud as infrastructure, to cloud as a platform, your agility increases because you're liberated from doing the things which you are not supposed to do, and then you are more agile to do more and achieve more. That's what Microsoft Vision is. And that's where the Azure Backup plays, using a cloud as a platform. What that gives? It gives you the ability to do analysis. So I'm going to show you some of the demos where you can do much more with the data which is present in the cloud, and you will be able to get insights. What I'm going to do, like if there are backup jobs which are failing, and why are they failing, and what is the corresponding reason code, and what can I do with that one, and then easily integrate with services. If you are a service, if you are using cloud as a platform, you will be able to integrate with other services, and I'm going to demo you all the three things using the demos. So what is Azure Backup actually? Like I talked about using the cloud as a platform, but what is Azure Backup? The way we envision Azure Backup is cloud as a data plane, cloud as a management plane. And I'm going to demo you and talk you through what does that mean. Cloud is not just a place where you store the data. It's also a place from where you do the management things. Like if you need to worry about security and if you need to worry about getting reports done, how can you use cloud? And that's what Azure Backup does actually. In terms of the components which enable Azure Backup, it's three simple components. One is the Azure Backup service. Second, the Azure Backup Vault. And the third, the backup software. The good thing about Azure Backup, everything is downloaded from the portal. So you need not worry about, hey, where should I go and to get my software? Everything is a kind of guided experience, where you go, just go to the portal and say, I want to backup, and tell me what to do, and then we will guide you through the complete experience. So let's start the journey with on-premises, because most of you still have the assets on-premises and you want to protect them. So throughout this particular session, what I'm going to do is I'll start the journey at on-premises and see how you can migrate to the cloud, and then how you can backup in the cloud in both in IaaS world, PaaS world. And then I'm going to demo you how you can use the cloud as a management entity. Non-premises world, some of the recent enhancements which we made through Azure Backup Server or System Center Data Production Manager, which are our software for protecting on-premises world, on-premises assets to the cloud. Some of the recent enhancements which we made were VMware VM Backup. Now, in addition to Hyper-V virtual machines, you'll be able to protect VMware VMs. And one of the fundamental different approaches we have taken with respect to VMware VM backup is agentless backup. So you're really getting the freedom from infrastructure, the cloud promise which I showed in the previous slides. And then you can do a folder level backup, and you can do a folder level restore from the virtual machines. And you can backup the VM store to NFS, SAN, RDS. So, and in addition to the backup to the on-premises, you'll be also able to backup to the cloud. So if you want to have a faster recovery, you can store few recovery points on disk. And in addition, you can send data to the cloud and use the data points from the cloud to do restores and to have your backup stored for like 99 years of retention. You can put it into for cloud instead of into the tapes. And another enhancement which we made to Data Production Manager 2016, which is coming with System Center 2016, is the modern backup storage. What this does is it improves your IOPS by 3 times, because we will be natively using the REFS technology which Hyper-V provided, and we will be 2x faster, and we are more efficient on storage. And one of the things which we have enabled in DPM 2016 is also the workload affinity. What this means is, let's say you have SQL and VM, and you want to protect a SQL to a storage which is premium storage because it is churning too much, and VM to a normal storage. Now with DPM 2016, when configuring backup, you can select which storage you want to apply, which volume you want to apply. So you can select a high performance volume to protect your SQL workloads, and you can select a normal storage when you're protecting your just web app front end tests. So let me go show you a quick demo of how you can actually backup VMware VMs using Azure Backup Server or Data Protection Manager. So this is my Azure Backup Server console. Here I have already protected few protection groups. So for the demo purpose, I'm going to show you how you can actually configure one more protection group and start protecting your VMware virtual machines. I click on new. It gives me a wizard which says I'm starting a new production wizard. Click next. Select I'm going to protect the servers. You can also protect the clients using Azure Backup Server or Data Protection Manager. Click next. Here I can see my DPM already listed and VMware servers. So what I can do is I can select a complete data center. I can protect my entire data center in one protection group with few simple steps. Or I can select the individual virtual machines from the data center. So here I have some of VMs, but what I'm for the demo purpose, what I'm going to select is I'm going to protect the complete data center. Click on that one. Click next. And here I have two options. I can protect to disk and I can protect to online to cloud using Azure Backup. So I'm going to select those two options. Click next. And you see there are few additional options where you can configure your cloud schedules in a different way than your on-premise schedules. Since my intention is to store most of the backups in the cloud, I'm going to specify a few days of retention for on the disk. In a way, if you want to restore from the disk pretty fast, click next. Select the storage. I say I can replicate the initial copy over the network, or I can send the disk offline to cloud using Azure Import Service. Click next. Click next. Here, I have my online protection. What this option tells me is I can protect all of the VMs which I selected for my disk protection to cloud, or optionally I can select only few of them to the cloud. I'm going to select all because I really want the cloud protection. Click next. I'll be able to schedule my cloud backups differently from my on-prem disk backups. And I'll be able to store these backups for 10 years. We support up to 99 years, but I'm going to store these backups for just for 10 years because of it's a demo purpose and I don't want to keep data for too long. So I can select 99 years of retention. And I can send data to cloud either over the network or offline. Click next and then create a protection group. That's it. You'll be able to protect your complete data center in, let's say, like 10 simple steps. That's how easy it's to backup using Azure Backup Server. Once I have protected my data center in Azure Backup Server or in Data Protection Manager, let me show you how you can recover either the virtual machines or the files and folders inside the virtual machine. Let me go to Recovery tab. Select a recovery point. Let's say I want to go a week back. Select a recovery point. And here I see either I can select a virtual machine volume completely. For example, if I go to the next one, I can select a Windows VM completely, or I can come here and choose a disk option. And here I see my VMDK files, which are present from the virtual machine backup. double click on them, I can restore a complete VM or I can restore a few files and folders from that one.
Is that supported on Linux OS as well? Or is it just Windows OS?
It's starting with Windows, it will come to Linux. For the questions, can I take it and then because I have a bunch of demos? Sorry, thanks for that. I can select the volume and I can see the individual files and folders and I can start recover of each file and folder or a bunch of VMs. So you can protect your complete data center and you can recover individual items from the data center. That's the power of Azure Backup Server or System Center Data Protection Manager when you're protecting from your on-premises to cloud. So let's start with, if you don't, okay, let me go back here. And so we have seen the VMware VM backup demo. Let's say if you don't want to protect to on-premises, you directly want to protect your data to the cloud. And why do you want to do that? You want to eliminate your tape infrastructure. So wherever there is a tape infrastructure, instead of protecting to tape from your production machines directly, you want to directly send to the cloud. Or you have a very big setup where you have branch offices and head office. And instead of sending data from branch office to head office and protecting from head office, you want to directly send data from branch office to the cloud, because whenever you want to recover, you can directly recover from the cloud, and that will save on the bandwidth and that will save on the storage on the headquarters. And you want to minimize your local storage, you want to minimize your local footprint, and you want to go cloud first company. So you want to directly protect data to the cloud. And you'll get a central management console. So if you are having, let's say, 10 branch offices and you want to manage everything from one single portal, that's possible with Azure Backup using the central management console. So the natural question that comes up is, hey, that's cool, but how about if I don't have enough bandwidth and I want to protect data to the cloud, what should I do? So we have come up with improvements to offline initial replication, which uses Azure import service. So what you do is, you'll prepare your backup data and you'll prepare the disk and send it to nearest data center, which I assume for the folks over here, it will be either Australia East or Australia Southeast. So you will send data in an encrypted format and you will have your first copy ready. Once you have the first copy ready, most of the times the churn, since we are doing only incremental backups, what that means is, for example, let's say your initial copy is like 100 gig, and after that you have like 1% daily churn, which means you just have 1 gig. So you can just send 1 gig every day instead of sending 100 gig. So if you seed the initial copy using Azure Backup import service, then you can send 1 gig every day to have your cloud protection into the cloud. So what we have seen till now is, you have your on-premises assets which you are protecting in the cloud, and how you can minimize your infrastructure on-premises. Let's say you want to migrate some of the virtual machines from on-premises to cloud to leverage the cloud economics and cloud advantage. So one of the solutions we have is Azure Site Recovery. And using Azure Site Recovery, you can migrate virtual machines from on-premises to the cloud. And once you have migrated the virtual machines from on-premises to the cloud, how to back it up? Like, do you need to set up the backup separately, or do you need to worry about your backup separately? Then it's not a cloud-first approach. So we kind of developing this particular feature, which is, once you migrated your virtual machine to the cloud, you can start backing up from the day one using a two simple steps. So I'm going to show you some screenshots. It's in a kind of early development at this point. So I'm going to show you some screenshot how the experience is going to come out. And you have the same choice of policy and different vaults in the cloud when you're protecting from, when you are migrating from on-premises to the cloud. So this is a screen where I have a few of my VMs which are replicated from on-premises to the Azure, and I migrated them. And just before I click on complete migration, this is a complete migration step. I have an option, enable backup. What this does is, your virtual machine, which is migrated from on-premises to the cloud, will be backed up from the day one of migration completion. Here you will be able to select the policies and walls. When I am showing the demo of the Azure virtual machines, I am going to list down the options which you can use in the migrated VM demo also. So, you started your journey with on-premises, migrated the virtual machines in cloud. Now, how to do backup in the cloud? What does it mean, cloud first approach to do backup in the cloud? So, why do you need to worry about backup in the cloud? Because some of you might have read about the LRS and GRS options which Azure gives. So, I have few copies in Azure for my data. So, why I need to worry about backup? Do I really need to do a backup in cloud? Because that's what I heard, like I need not do a backup in the cloud. So, if you look at the things, cloud gives you promise from any data corruption, but what if it is the manual corruption? For example, if you are applying some things and then that didn't work out correctly, or you accidentally deleted a virtual machine, how you get the backup for that one? And when you are doing backup, how you get application consistency? Application consistency is important because when you are restoring the virtual machine, you need to have a guarantee that applications will come up after a restore. What is the use of backup if I restore a virtual machine and some of my applications won't come up or they crash? So, you need to have application consistency. So, in order to achieve application consistency, if you are doing a simple snapshot mechanism, you won't get it because you need to shut down the virtual machine or you need to get the application consistency. So, it's a trade-off. Either I need to get the application consistency or I need to shut down the virtual machine. If you are an enterprise company, of course, you don't want to shut down your virtual machines to do backup. So, how do you do that one? So, with Azure Virtual Machine Backup, what we do is we kind of use the extension framework which Azure provides to give you application consistency without need to shut down the virtual machine, which is very important. And you need not worry about any backup infrastructure. It's a first party service running in Azure, so you will not be setting up any infrastructure. And it's a self-service backup. Application admin can decide about what RPO he wants and what retention he wants, and he can set up backup policy accordingly. And it's a pay as you go. You pay for what you use. You need not pay upfront costs. And that's in line with the cloud promises which I talked about. You'll get the freedom from infrastructure. You'll get the cloud economics because you're not worrying about how many virtual machines you need to spin up to run the backup software. And you need not worry about availability set of backup software. And it's an infinite scale. And it's a pay as you go. So, all the cloud promises are met by the Azure ISVM backup, which is a cloud first approach to do backup in the cloud. Well, you have done backup. What about restore? How you can restore the Azure virtual machines? Do I just get a complete VM when I want to do? Not really. So, you will be able to restore the virtual machine. So, it's just again a simple interface where you just need to input virtual machine name and resource group which you want to use. And you will be able to restore the complete virtual machine. Or if you want to have a flexible configuration, let's say you have a VM which is A3 VM and you backed up and you want to restore to a A4 VM, how you can do that one? So, you can restore the disk and use the PowerShell commandlets to spin up a virtual machine which is of a completely different configuration than your backup. Or if you want to do a few files and folders restore, you don't want to have the complete virtual machine because one of your admins just deleted few files. So, you can go to the virtual machine and get few files and folders from that virtual machine. So, we call the last one almost as a restore as a service because what it is giving you is a window to your backup data. So, you can get your backup data or you want to do some things with your backup data, you have the power because it's a kind of window to your backup data. And in terms of feature, I talked about application consistency, no need to shut down, incremental backup. So, after the first copy, which is a complete virtual machine, everything next is a incremental, which means you will just only send the changes, not the complete virtual machine every time you backup. And you can restore as a VM or VST and you can do item level recovery. And in terms of configurations, we support both classic virtual machines as well as resource manager virtual machines, which is the recommended methodology of Azure right now. And we support VMs stored on the premium disk. And if you are worried about your encryption, if you are worried about your security, you can secure your VMs using Azure Disk Encryption and we will back them up seamlessly and restore seamlessly. So in terms of configuration supported, we support all configurations of Azure virtual machines. And you can achieve the backup using simple management constructs such as policies. You can monitor them using jobs, and you will be able to see reports on them. So let me show you a quick demo of how you can backup good number of virtual machines using few simple steps. And I'm going to show you another cool feature which we are building for Azure IaaS VMs. Here I have my Azure portal, where I have a few vaults. A vault is a logical entity from where you start the backup. So I click on vault, and I see a big plus backup button over here. I click on plus backup, and it will ask me what is my goal. Remember, I was talking about a guided experience where you will be able to backup, and you will be able to download the software from the portal, and this is the guided experience, where it will ask me, where is my workload running? Is it running in Azure or is it running in on-premises? If I select on-premises, I'll be able to select what workloads I have, and I will be able to get the backup software corresponding to it. If I'm running in Azure, I select Azure virtual machine, click OK. And by default, every vault comes with a default policy, which backs up the virtual machines with 30 days and using a daily backup. If you want to have a complex policy, you can click on create new, give a name, my prod policy, and I can select any time, and I have the same 99 years of retention over here. I can select my yearly backup point based on day based or week based. I can specify monthly retention. If I want or don't want to have monthly or weekly retention, I can uncheck them. And I have a bunch of configuration flexible choices here. For the demo purpose, let me select default policy. Click OK. Here, I will be able to see all my virtual machine which are present in this subscription in the same geo as a vault. So it's you need not worry about here what virtual machines do I need to protect. So if we have the list of virtual machines. You just select some of the virtual machines, and let's say some of the encrypted virtual machines. Click OK, and we will use the encrypted Azure Disk Encryption Key Vault to backup some of the virtual machine. Click Enable Backup. That's it. So you are able to protect your all the virtual machines using three simple steps. One, select your goal. Second, select your policy. Third, select your virtual machines. That's it. And that simple it is to backup a bunch of virtual machines in Azure Backup. So let me show you one interesting feature. What if you don't want to come to Recovery Service Vault? And what if you want to backup directly from the VM management blade? Because you go to VM management blade day in, day out. So let me go to virtual machines. Here I see a virtual machines which are present in my subscription. So let me select a virtual machine. This is my virtual machine overview. And here you see an option called backup. Just simply click on backup. And I see this is already protected. And I will be able to see backup now, which is, if you want to do an on-demand backup or ad hoc backup, you can do using the backup now. You can restore a virtual machine, and you can do a file recovery from the virtual machine. Let me show you how you can actually configure backup from a virtual machine blade. So here I'm in a virtual machine blade. Here I am in a file server VM. Click on backup. You see a very simple blade which asks you what is a vault, where you want to protect this virtual machine to. You can select an existing vault or you can create a new vault, and it will tell you, it will ask you which policy you want to back it up. It remembers what is my previously used policy in this particular vault, and it will populate, or you can change your policy also. So I'm leaving a vault as it is, Ignite IaaS demo vault, and policy, I can click on here. and I'll be able to create a new policy, the same experience which you have seen previously. So you can backup directly from the virtual machine blade, or if you want to protect at scale, you can come to recovery service vault and protect multiple virtual machines with three simple steps. And when you want to restore your virtual machine, you can go back to your virtual machine, AppVM1, click on backup, click on restore. So you will be able to see all your recovery points and along with the consistency which they are providing, and select a recovery point, give restore configuration, what configuration you want to give. For example, let's say I want to restore Ignite, just give the virtual machine name which you want to have, select the resource group, network, subnet. So you have the all quick create option of restore from here. If you want to restore to a complex configuration, what you can do is you can select restore disk and it will restore the backup disk to a storage account, and you can use the backup data and backup configuration and use PowerShell commandlets to spin up a new VM altogether. And I spoke about restoring a few files and folders from a backed up virtual machine. So you back up a complete virtual machine and you can restore complete virtual machine, disk or few files and folders. So let's see how that works. Click on file recovery, select the restore point, so select the point to which you want to go back, and then download a script. What this script does is it kind of initiates a iSCSI connection to the backup service. So you'll be able to see all your data from the machine where you are running this particular script. I already downloaded this script and I kind of mounted my data from the backup. So the disk which you see here, local disk D, for example, this is my app VM1, where I have a disk and I kept my presentation M356 here. And I did a backup of this virtual machine yesterday in case if I lost or by accidentally deleted this particular presentation. So what this script does is it will take that virtual machine and it will mount all the disk of virtual machine in the machine where you are running the script. I ran the script in this virtual machine and so it mounted on my machine. So here I see all my data presented over here. And this script lasts for 12 hours. So what it gives you is a restore as a service. You will be able to see your backup data from the machine where you are running this script. So think of this one as a restore as a service. So in order to do restore, you need not spend any infrastructure or you need not worry about how to spin up a virtual machine to do the restore. So it's again a cloud first promise to do a restore. So let me go back to my demo. All right, so the journey we are on, we started with on-premises, we migrated data to the cloud, we are an IaaS, and now the next journey is a PaaS and SaaS. So how you can protect some of the workloads which are PaaS service? For example, if you are running a SQL DB in Azure, how you can actually backup your SQL DB using Azure Backup? But why do you need to backup a SQL PaaS? Isn't SQL PaaS already give you some backup and retention? So SQL PaaS has different SKUs. So in the highest SKU, you get around 35 days of retention, which is sufficient for most of your scenarios. But what if there is a regulatory requirement which requires you to store the data, let's say for more than 7 to 10 years? So how do you achieve that one? One of the options is export the DB and then keep it and then worry about your infrastructure. Again, that's not a cloud-first approach. So what we have developed in Azure Backup is a cloud-first approach to a long-term retention of SQL PaaS. What it gives is a reliable, consistent backup. The way we promised a reliable, consistent backup for virtual machines, it gives you a reliable, consistent backup for the SQL PaaS also. And it's a fast and fast backup and restore. It's a secure, and you have unlimited recovery points. You can backup whenever you want to have backup, and it will reduce your complexity of exporting DB in order to have a long-term retention of SQL pass. Let me show you a quick demo of it. Here I have my server Ignite NZ demo server, and I see an option long-term backup retention here. I click on this one. And here I see all my databases which are present in my server. And I select a database and click on configure. Again, two simple steps, just like the VMs. You just need to select the vault and you need to select the policy. You select the vault and you can create a new policy or use an existing policy. Let me create a new policy, prod policy, and specify 10 years of retention. That's it. You are able to protect a SQL pass for 10 years using Azure Backup. And on the database, which is already protected, let me show you how you can do a restore. So I click on OK and click on Save. That's it. So it tells me, like, I'm protecting this particular database for 10 years. Do you want to continue? Let me go to a database which is already protected. Already protected this database. So let me click on restore. I want to restore this past database. Click on restore. I have two options. I can go a point in time, which SQL pass by default provides, and I can go back point in time up to 35 days, or I can use a long-term option here. And I select one of the Azure backups, select the target server, click OK. That's it. So you'll be able to restore your past database, again, in few simple steps, using the cloud-first approach, which I mentioned previously, and then I'm iterating multiple times over here. It's available in the new Azure portal. It will be coming to preview soon. All right. So let me go back to my presentation again. Sorry, folks. I have a bunch of demos, so I need to go back between slides and demos. So till now, what we have seen is how we are using the cloud as a data plane. Remember, I spoke about cloud as a management plane. Now, let me show you how you can use cloud as a management plane and how you can achieve more using the cloud for some of the scenarios like security, monitoring, reporting. How many of you heard about the ransomware attacks? Okay. And how many of you, I'm sorry, but how many of you are attacked by ransomware? Oh. Okay. Backup is the last line of defense when you're attacked by ransomware. Of course, you don't want to pay millions and millions of dollars to ransomware guys. So how you can use backup and cloud-first approach to backup when you're talking about ransomware attacks mitigation? First thing, ideally you want to prevent ransomware attacks. Don't want someone to mess up with your backups. For whatever reason, I can't think of a reason, and I'll show you a demo like how you can actually prevent. If you're not able to prevent, you want to get alerted, hey, someone attacked your machine, and you want to recover from it if you are attacked. So let me show you a quick demo of how you are actually taking the ransomware mitigation using the cloud-first approach of Azure Backup. So here I am in a virtual machine, and I'm protecting my files and folders from this machine to the cloud. And I see there are good amount of backup jobs which completed successfully. And I got attacked by a ransomware guy here. And his first intention here, to wipe out all your backup data. Schedule backup. Stop using backup schedule and delete all stored backups, okay? He straight away will go there because he wants to remove the backup so that he will get more money for it because you don't have a backup. Click next. I see there are 24 backups. Let me wipe out all of them. Click finish. It's so simple. But it will ask for a PIN. He need to enter a PIN in order to complete this operation. Anybody wants to guess a PIN? Anyone?
111.
111? Okay. 111. Let's see. Here you go. It says backup policy could not be removed and I cannot delete the backups. So you are secure. Even a ransomware guy attacks and wants to delete all your backups on premises, you're secure because you're protecting data in the cloud. And unless he has a PIN, he cannot delete your virtual, he cannot delete your data. And how do you get a PIN? In the portal, which is already protected by two-factor authentication. You need to go to the vault, select the vault, click on properties. Here you see your security settings. You need to generate a PIN which just lasts for 5 minutes. I'm sorry, I mean still in Indian time. It just lasts for 5 minutes and you need to enter your this PIN in order to delete your backup data. So let's assume a kind of rogue admin scenario where he got access to this PIN, convert this PIN to a ransomware guy, and then ransomware guy deleted your all your backups, and he is asking for your money because he has the data from your on-premises virtual on-premises machines. So what you can do is, the moment there is a deletion of backups happening, you will get an alert from Azure team saying that someone tried to delete your backup data, and we will keep the backup data for 14 days, and you can recover your backup data within 14 days. So even though if you are attacked by a combination of rogue admin and a ransomware guy, you are still safe because you can recover the data because we are keeping the data. So let me show you how you can actually recover data. Let me go to the other machine. So this is another machine which has spun up in order to recover all my data. I click on recover data and I say from another server, and I need to give vault credentials. So unless you have the vault credentials, people cannot recover your backup data. So you need to give the vault credentials, which is again downloaded from the portal. Click next and select the server which got attacked. Click next, browse for the files. Next, select the volume. Next. Here I can select a location on my desktop. And you can apply the same policies, ACL policies. Here you see thing called passphrase. So unless you have a passphrase, you cannot recover. And we ask you to store your passphrase securely when you want to recover the data. So in terms of defense from a ransomware, first you need to enter a PIN. And in order to get a PIN, you need to log into a two-factor authentication portal. And then you get alerted. And then you will get 14 days of retention. You will be able to recover data from 14 days, within 14 days. And in order to do restore, so that only genuine and authenticated guys are doing the restore, you need to provide vault credentials and you need to provide the passphrase. Almost 7 layers of data security. 7 layers of data security we have with Azure Backup in order to mitigate ransomware attacks, because we know that it's expensive and the ransomware attacks are like 3,000% more from 2012 to 2016. So we really want to save your data. And that's possible because we are following a cloud-first approach of using the cloud as a management plane for your backup. Okay, let me go back to my presentation. We talked about data and we talked about security. How you monitor your things, how you can get rich reports, rich insights of your data. How do I view my jobs? Where do I view my jobs? How do I get alerts? How do I see my reports? Like, what insights will I get? So let me show you. Let me walk you this one using a simple demo. Here I have my demo vault, IIS demo vault. And I can see that I have few alerts in the last 24 hours. And what if I want to get alerted over email on these alerts? Click on alert and configure notifications, and you'll be able to see, you'll be able to get notifications on alert, on the failed backup jobs or the warning jobs whenever there is one happening. You can do it on a per alert basis, or you can get an early digest. And if you want to look at your reports, again, what is a kind of cloud first approach to having reports? Do you want to spin up a machine for that one, set up recovery reporting services, and then give storage to it? Not really. Then it's not a cloud first approach, right? So what we kind of doing is here, we are developing a content pack in Power BI using which you'll be able to see all your data. So you can think of this as a reporting as a service. I talked about backup as a service, restore as a service, security almost as a service, and reporting as a service, all in one cloud first approach of backup, where you'll be able to see your reports in Power BI module. Here I have a Power BI report where it says I have like some jobs which are in progress and completed, failed in last 2 weeks. And if I want to go and see how my backup jobs are performing on the last 2 weeks, I see the restore duration is coming down, backup duration is increasing, and backups are getting failed more. Why? How I can drill down into this particular data? Why is my backups failing? So let me go to report one and click on backup. And I see this is the reason. Resource not found. You have deleted your virtual machine, so you are not able to back it up. So that's the one primary reason. So what you do is you can either go back and then use the backups to restore a virtual machine so that your backups will continue, or you don't really want to have a backup because you already deleted the machine, so you can delete the backups also. Next is, it tells me how my backups are happening, like how many backups, how many items are getting backed up at what different schedules. For example, how many backups are happening between evening 6 o'clock to morning 6 o'clock so that I understand my bandwidth. So this shows 6 to 9 a.m. early in the morning, I have a bunch of backups. So what I can do is I can go back and then look at these particular items and then reconfigure policy so that they happen at before time, like let's say 12 o'clock in the night. So I can use these reports almost as running as a service to generate more insights on how you can use my backup and then how can you do much more with my backup management. Again, that's possible because I'm almost using a cloud first approach to reporting, where I just need to point download a content pack and then point data which is present in Azure storage, which Azure backup puts into Azure storage, and then point data Power BI to it, and then I'll be able to see nice reports on it. Fantastic. So how do you get it? And then what is the pricing? Like, is it really costly? You showed me a bunch of six demos, and then are you going to charge more because it's a kind of cloud first approach? Not really. So if you look at this one, this is our pricing model. It's pretty simple to get it. Any VM which is less than 50 GB is counted as half a protected instance. And after that, every 500 GB we count it as one protected instance. For example, if you have a virtual machine which is having a data of 350 GB, it's counted as one protected instance. And if you are having a virtual machine which is 800 GB, it is counted as two protected instances. And every protected instance will cost you $10, which means almost a price of a coffee in a good restaurant. So that's it. With a cup of coffee, you'll be able to back up your virtual machines in Azure backup. And how do you get it? We are part of OMS suite. So if you are having OMS, you already get Azure backup. And you can buy a standalone service also, Azure backup. Let me show you, since I talked about OMS, operations management suite, some of you might be interested in what is the integration of OMS? Can I see my backup jobs? Can I see which virtual machines are protected, not protected in OMS portal? I'll show you that one. I promise that's my last demo. Here I have my OMS portal, and I have added a tail for Azure backup. I click on this one, and what I see is there is a one job for one virtual machine which is successfully completed, and I have a few virtual machines which are unprotected from this subscription. So you can monitor things even from the OMS portal. And in terms of availability, we are available in all public geos, including the US government. And I'm assuming most of you will be protecting to Australia East and Australia Southeast. But if you want to use any other data centers or any other regions, we are available in all public regions. Let's go back and understand the key takeaways. One, the cloud first approach, where you get freedom from infrastructure and you will be using cloud effectively. Second, simple and reliable. Most of the demos I showed you today, like I performed more than like 5 to 6 clicks. And I showed you how easy it to mitigate the ransomware attacks using the 7-layered security approach of Azure Backup and the enterprise scale of Azure Backup, where you will be able to get the security backup of encrypted VMs and where backup is stored, backup data is stored in at rest and in transit when you're protecting data from the cloud. So those are the three key takeaways for this session. And call for action, are you ready for the cloud transformation? And to do backup in a way it's supposed to be done in the cloud era, not in 1970s time. And whatever solution you have, will it serve the cloud transformation? Try Azure Backup, send us a feedback. If you're already having Azure Backup and if you have any questions, bunch of resources. You have documentation, videos, you can follow us on Twitter, and we are pretty responsive in most of the forums and Twitter channels. And we have a beautiful free ebook which you can download and read and then get all the benefits of Azure Backup in a nutshell. And last but not the least, I'm sure everyone loves a Surface and Xbox. Please evaluate this session and then provide your feedback. Thank you, guys.